talking about in Yonet Tzitzis the last couple of weeks, I'd like to continue that discussion a little bit further. What is the shear for a talis to be chayav in Tzitzis? So the Gemara Menachos says on Daf Mem Amid Beis, the talis she'akota miskasa bo rosho verubo v'hagodol yotze bo derech arai chayeves b'tzitzis. It has to be a talis that a katan is miskasev al rosh of a ruba. It can fit the, can enclose the head and most of the body of a katan. And a gadol will go out every so often. He'll go out in such a beged as well. So I get the shear. It's rosh of ruba of a katan. But what's this idea that a gadol b'derech arai will sometimes go out in that talis? It generated a big machlokas in the Rishon. Rashi there understands kipshuto that the gadol is Eino Boshi, he's not embarrassed to go out in such a small beged. That's a big chiddush, because then the beged has to be pretty big. Most gedolim are not going to walk out into the shuk, you know, with a small talis katan that's not really covering them. That's a big chiddush. So the Rambam and others disagree with the Rashi. They claim that a gadol means b'mitzubacha, a young boy. He's a gadol, but he's a young boy. So, you know, every so often, he'll go out, you know, sometimes in the dormitory, the young boy, the guys in the dormitory, they'll go out even though they're not dressed so completely. He'll go out, not Leshuk, he'll go out to Pesach Beso, he'll go out on his deck, he'll go out in the front of his house a little bit, you know. The young boys, they're not so makbid. That's really what it means. So the shear is that it has to be Mechaser Rosh of Arubo of the Kotah. What does that mean? What is that shear? So comes the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah. Simites Zion, the Kodan Dalit says that the minig of the Anshe Maisa is to have an Amma Milafonov and Amma La'acharov, to have an Amma in front of them and an Amma in back. That's the shear. Rav Moshe would say that that's how much. Rav Moshe holds that a tefach is 3.6 inches, so 6 tefachim, which is an Amma, is 21.6 inches. So that's the shear of 22. Rav Moshe would say the shear of the smallest talis is 22 inches. The Chazon Ish would say more, he'd say 24 inches. But that's the marker for 22. And the Mishnah Berurah says, b'di'evet, if it only has 3/4 of an amma in front, 3/4 of an amma in the back, that's enough. According to the Chazon Ish, that would be 18 inches. Something between 18 inches and 22 inches, Moshe would say a little bit less than 18, but you know, somewhere around there, that should be the shear of the beged. And even if you put on the beged and it folds over, that's okay, because the beged is still there. The beged is there; it's just folded over inside. But that's okay. That's why most person wants to be machmer kedasu kedin for the minig of the Anshe Maisa and the Mishnah Berurah. They'll get a talis katan that's an arm in front and arm in back, about 22 inches. It doesn't include the neck hole. 22 inches from the bottom of the neck hole until the bottom of the beged. What's the halacha of a V-neck pair of tzitzis? V-neck opens up. So some amach, where they assume that a V-neck is not considered closed, so you can't count the amma or the gimel rivei amma before the bottom of the V-neck. Just like you can't count until the bottom of the neck hole, so if there's a V-neck, then the neck hole starts lower. Others are makel. Others say that no, the V-neck is different because there the part that's open, the flaps that open up, that's not part of the neck hole. It's not part. That's not the plate. That's not the base on Sava, the place where you put your head. That's clearly a part of the beged. It's just it opens up a little bit more. It opens up a little bit more. So that's okay. It would be considered part of the beged. Some people are machmer to put a button there. You have to be so machmer. But that's the shaila of the V-neck. Some people like the V-neck because it opens up and you don't have the tzitzis not showing through your shirt, so they feel it's more comfortable. It doesn't scratch them on the neck. Not so posh. Some takas say that it's better to get a round neck, not a V-neck, because in the round neck you have the full shear both in the front and in the back. But there are many who are makel for the V-neck. So if that's the way a person feels comfortable, there is room to be makel for that. Gemara in Chulin and Avkuf Lamed Vav is a very interesting halacha. Gemara says that, what do we learn from the word ksuscha? Like the pasuk in Parashas Ki Tzeitzei says, "Gedilim taslecha al arba kanfos ksuscha asher techasibah." Make gedilim, make fringes al arba kanfos ksuscha on the four corners of your beged. Ksuscha, your ksus. What does that mean? Ksuscha. So says the Gemara, Ksuscha tells me the talis she'ula, a bar of talis, is potter min atzitzis kol shloshim yom. It's potter from tzitzis for 30 days. You borrow it until after 30 days, it's potter from tzitzis. So Tosis comments, min haTorah, really it's potter la'olam. Talis she'ula is p'tura, that's what ksuscha means. It has to be yoksus, it can't be a bar of talis. So what does the Gemara mean, kol shloshim yom? It means that midrabanan chazal and machayev you, after shloshim yom, it's nires kishalo, then it looks like it's yours because you're wearing it every day. For 30 days, it looks like it's yours. Midrabanan, they were mechayev you. But really, the p'tur is la'olam. Talashul is p'tura. Talashul is p'tura min atzitzis. What does this mean? So the Rosh comments, the Rosh in Chulin, Rosh Menachas and Halachas Kanas and Halachas Tzitzis, the Rosh says that talashul p'tura only applies if the talis is not mitzuyatzis, if it doesn't have tzitzis. Meaning, it's a four-cornered garment. You borrowed the four-cornered garment, but the guy allowed you to put tzitzis on it. So you're not mechuyev to do that. You're not mechuyev to put tzitzis on a four-cornered garment if it's borrowed. But let's say you borrow what we call a talis. A talis means a talis mitzuyatzis. It has tzitzis on it. It says the Rosh, that is chayev in tzitzis. Right? That would be chayev in a bruch. Why? Because adayta dehachi, the person is mashal, the person lends out that talis to the other individual, adayta dehachi, that he's going to make a broch on it. He's giving it to him, that he should acquire it. Right? He should acquire it for the time that he needs it for the mitzvah. It's like a matana manas lahachsin. Right? Like if you give an esrik to someone, lachachtam lachem vayom harishon, it has to be lachem the first day. You can give an esrik to someone matana manas lahachsin, they can be yotzi, because it's as if he has a matana. Amanas lahachsin, as long as he gives it back afterwards, it's completely his when he owns the esrik, when he takes the esrik. So says the Rosh, he thinks the same thing is true by tzitzis. If you lend out a talis hamitzuyetzes, so your kavana is the person should be able to acquire that talis. It should be shalo, it should be chayev in tzitzis, it could be yotze the mitzvah. So in that case, it's not a talis shula. A talis shula, that's mitzuyetzes. The Rosh says that it should be chayev in tzitzis. And says the Rosh in Hilchas Tzitzis, the end of Siman Aleph, he says he saw in Ashkenaz, he saw in Germany, and when they got up for slichas, the shliach tzibur would borrow a talis from someone to be padda from a brach. Why to be padda from a brach? Just make the brach. Make a brach on his own talis. The answer is we're going to see that there's a whole shaila. Tzitzis, Laila's Lavzman tzitzis. The whole shaila, what do we consider? What does Laila Lavzman tzitzis mean? Right. So some say it's a function of when you put the talis on. So if you're saying slichas at night, either you say it after chatzos, or you say it before alos, so then you're saying the slichas at night. So at night, you're not chayav in tzitzis. You should make a bracha on that talis. But others have a different understanding of what laila lavzman tzitzis means. We'll see. So it says the Rosh, because there's a suffix bracha, the shliach tzibur would borrow a talis from someone else. Gevald, says the Rosh. Right? He's going to borrow a talis from someone else. He thinks he doesn't make a bracha. He thinks he's obviating the problem of a suffix bracha. He didn't solve anything. The person thinks, well, if I borrow a talis shula, it's not chayav in a bracha anyway, so then there's no shayla. But if it's mitzuyatzes, it is chayav in a bracha, says the Rosh. So you haven't solved the problem. According to some, you're putting on a talis without a bracha. Simple answer for the Rosh is that maybe the shliach tzibur doesn't have kavanah to be kona the talis. The person who's lending the talis to him, Adayta Dachi gives it to him to be Otsa the Mitzvah, to do whatever you want with the Mitzvah. So if he wants to make a bracha, then he can. But if the person doesn't have in mind to acquire it, so then it's not going to be his. If it remains a Talis Shul, then it's not Chayav in a bracha. That's the simple answer. But the Shliach Tzibur borrows the Talis from someone else, doesn't have in mind to make the bracha, doesn't have in mind to acquire the Talis. If he doesn't have in mind to acquire the Talis, it doesn't become his, so then he's not Chayav in a bracha. But that's what the Rosh says, that he's very troubled with this minig. He doesn't see how they're solving the problem, because if it's a talis hamatsuyatzis, that's not what the Gemara Chulim is talking about. Gemara Chulim is talking about a talis shula that doesn't have tzitzis on it. You borrowed the beged, and now you're going to put tzitzis on the beged. So this Rosh is part of a famous discussion. And you have a discussion, what happens if you borrow a talis of the tzibur? Right? They're a shul talisim. Right? Let's say a person gets an aliyah, or a kohen wants the duchen. I know someone gets a kibbutz at a bris. He borrows the shul talis. So does he have to make a bracha on the shul talis? It's a very old discussion in the Nefosh. So someone has suggested, according to the Rosh, you borrow a talis hametzuyetzes, it should be chayav in a bracha. That's not a talis shula. The Rosh holds that's not what the Gemara is referring to. Gemara is referring to borrowing a beged of the Al-Kambos and putting your own tzitzis on it. But if you borrow a beged of the Al-Kambos that has tzitzis on it, avad it's chayav in a bracha. That's point number one. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Derech HaChayim, actually from the author of the Nesivos. Nesivos wrote a Siddur Derech HaChayim. He didn't create a new tefillah. It's not a new nusach tefillah. He has halachas in the Siddur. It's called the Siddur Derech HaChayim because he has a lot of beautiful discussions over the very important halachas that the Derech HaChayim has. So the Derech HaChayim writes that if a person borrows the talis of the kohol, the shul talis, he has to make a brach on it. Why? Because when they buy the talisim, when the shul buys talisim, adaita dehachi konuhu, they buy the talis so that anyone who wants to use that talis can be yotze. That's the intention of the shul when they buy the talis. So even if you don't agree with the Rosh says every talis mitzuyetzes, someone who gives you a talis, he has in mind that you should be able to become it. Even if you won't agree with the Rosh, and you'll say that a talis shul really should be potter, but talis shel akol is totally different because there, that's what the kol is doing. You're buying talisim so that anyone who can use the talis, anyone who needs the talis can use it for his purposes. So avadit should be chayiv in a bracha because he's going to own it just like an esrig. If you give someone the esrog, you want him to own it, so then of course he can make a bracha and say, yeah, that's what the kol has in mind. That's what the kol has in mind. Yes?
Is there a difference if a person were to use it for the entire tefillah as opposed to just...
Let's talk about that. Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha gives a third reason why you should have to make a bracha. In fact, he says, I don't know why the Derech HaChayim needs this newfangled reason. He says, the Mordechai already says that a talis shel shutfin is chayiv. Talis shel shutfin is chayiv. That's not a talis shel. Talis shel means it belongs to Reuven and Shimon's borrowing it. But let's say Reuven and Shimon buy a talis together. This one gives $50, the other one gives $50, and they buy a talis gadol. They buy a talis gadol, about $100, whatever it is. Depends how fancy it is, whether it's the non-slip or the slip. Right? So $100, let's say. So each one gives half the money. They buy it together. Talis shel shutfin. They both have a bialis in it. Would anyone say that that's not chayiv nebracha? Says the Mishnah Berurah, a talis shel akol, the shul talis is a talis of shutfin. The members buy the talis together. Not every member is buying the talis, but the gabbai of the shul that buys it on behalf of the members is buying it for everyone. So everyone pays dues, they pay money, so they have ownership in that talis as well. Of course you chayiv. That's like your talis. It's partially belonging to you. So you'll be chayiv to make a bracha there. So why does the Derech HaChayim need a new reason? The Mishnah Berurah suggests maybe the Derech HaChayim is talking about a large city where they won't have a Shavar Pruta, that each member will not have a Shavar Pruta in the Talis. Maybe his Talisim were a little bit cheaper, right? Or let's say, I don't know, Talis is $100, and let's say there are 1,000 members in the shul, I don't know. Whatever. It has to be quite a few members to make it less than a Shavar Pruta. But maybe that's what he's talking about. But in a chanami, if everyone got a shavah pruta, then maybe the chayiv anyway, because it's talis shel shutfin. Others want to suggest maybe the Derech HaChayim needed his reason because not everyone pays dues. Not everyone pays dues. You know, you daven in a shul. Who says you're a dues-paying member of the shul? Maybe you're a guest. How can a guest make a bracha on the talis of the shul? He's not a member of the shul. So comes the Derech HaChayim and says, yeah, daita dehochi konu. The shul bought the talis and that whoever needs it can acquire the talis. Even if you're not a member, they allow you to acquire the talis. Amanas lahachzi, you have to give it back to the shul when you're finished. Okay, so these are three possible reasons why you should be chayav to make a bracha on the talis of the shul. Either the Rosh holds that talis shul doesn't apply to talis hametzuyetzes, so if you borrow a talis that has tzitzis on it, avadi v'nichayav. Or the Derech HaChayim svara that the daita dehachi konu mitchila, that the shul bought it mitchila, that any person who takes the talis he acquires matana manas lahachzir, and it's shalom, so of course you can make the bracha. Or the Mordechai, that it's a talis shel shutfin. If you're a member of the shul, it's a talis shel shutfin. It really belongs to you. You have a shavah pruta, so then you can make a bracha. So what's the answer to the question? Let's say a person gets an aliyah Shabbos afternoon, mincha by Shabbos, and they give him a talis. The minig in some places is that the ola doesn't wear a talis. Well, let's say the minig is to wear a talis. It's an appropriate minig for kavod atzibur, wearing the talis. So what do you do before you get the aliyah? You should suddenly do an atifa, and everyone's going to watch. So what kind of atifa do you do? Does he put it all the way up, or does he do it on the side? Or this, you know. It's not the minig. The minig is not to do an atifa, not to make a baruch on the talis, but just to put the talis on and to get the aliyah. So how does that work? So the Bir Halacha quotes from the Shari Ephraim, a famous chiddush. The Shari Ephraim wants to suggest that if a person puts on the talis l'shoa kala, he puts on the talis for a short time just for kavod atzibur, for kavod ba'alma, that's not chayiv in a baruch. It's not chayiv in a baruch. Forget about the other reasons, the derech hachayim and the mordechai and the rush. If you put on a talis lekavod ba'alma, it's not chayiv in a bracha. Why? Because one of the requirements to be oath to the mitzvah is that it has to be asher techasibah. Asher techasibah. It has to be a talis you're putting on for a kisul, for a levisha. If you're only putting it on lekavod ba'alma, that's not asher techasibah. It's not a beggar that you're putting on l'shem malbush. If you're not putting it on l'shem malbush, then there's no chiyuv b'chlal. You put on a talis for davening. Putting a talis on for davening, you're putting it on the shame malbush to wear the talis. It's not a covered ba'alma. It's not a covered atzibur. It's to wear it for davening. Have an extra mitzvah when you're davening, but you're thinking of wearing it. So then there's a chiyuv bracha. But just borrowing it, the covered ba'alma, to get an aliyah, to get a kibud at a bris or something, that's just covered ba'alma. The Shari Ephraim says that's not asher techasibah, but that would not be chayav in a bracha. So what comes out from this is that if a person comes to shul and he doesn't have his talis, he normally wears his talis under his coat, or he takes his talis in the bag and brings it to shul and he puts it on there. He doesn't have a locker in the shul. He hasn't paid enough money for the locker yet. So he normally brings the talis with him, and he forgets one week to take the talis. Then if he is a member in the shul, then he certainly can make a bracha on the talis of the shul. The Emes says even if he weren't a member of the shul, he probably could still make a bracha on the talis, because the Derech HaChaim says that that's the das of the call. If someone gets an aliyah, someone gets a kibbut and a bris and puts on a shul talis, l'chora, according to the Shari Ephraim, he doesn't have to make a bracha, shouldn't make a bracha, because that's only covered by Alma. And for covered by Alma, there's no chiyuv to make a bracha. Yeah, question.
So what about a shtir tzibur that would usually wear a talis? That person would usually wear a talis to daven on his own because he's diving for the umma, then he's wearing a talis. So it seems like it's a long time, a long period of time to wear a talis, but at the same time, it is only
covered by. So in that case, he probably should make a bracha. It's appropriate to make a bracha. You know, there's an interesting minig in the Broyers community. In Broyers, I think the minig is that even non-bar mitzvah wear a talis the whole davening. Right? Bar mitzvah bachim certainly do, but I think once they reach the age of, what, 8 or 9 or something, once they reach the chinuch age of tzitzis, so then they wear a talis, they wear a small talis for davening. But mincha by Shabbos, they don't wear a talis. But those who get the kibudim, mincha by Shabbos, put on a talis. Those, the person who gets psicha of the Aron Kodesh, and those who get an aliyah, and of course the shliach tzibur, they put on a talis, they keep it on until after Kedusha of the Shmona Esra. Right, that's what always happens. You know, if you have a guest that comes to Breuer's Minchan Shabbos, and he's a Kohen, and he gets an Aliyah, so he puts on a Talis, and then he takes it off after the Aliyah, and then he sees the Levi and the Yisrael keep the Talis on, he feels so funny that he didn't realize to keep the Talis on, because, you know, he's only a guest in the community. So, but that's what they do. That's what they do. The person will learn quickly that... if he gets an aliyah, mincha, and Shabbos, he has to keep the talis on. What's the idea? What are they doing that for? So the answer might be that they want to wear the talis a little bit, more than just for kavod ba'alma. So if you wear it for the tefillah, then you're really having kavana that it should be l'shem mitzvah. If you wear it for an extended period of time, then it's really l'shem mitzvah. It's more of a chashivas. It's more significant. And then you probably should make a bracha. I think a lot of members in the Breuer's community do make a bracha on the talis before they put it on, because if you're going to wear it for a longer period, not just for kavod atzibur, you're wearing it for your own tefillah. It's not kavod atzibur anymore. So then l'cha, you should make a bracha. So maybe that's part of the reason why they say you should wear it longer, so that there won't be a safek bracha.
Yes. It doesn't matter that person already made a bracha on the talis katul?
This is another talis. If you put on 10 talisos, you can make multiple brachas. You put them on all at the same time, so one bracha fatis. But here, you put on a talis katan in the morning. If they wore a talis gadol, then they probably didn't make a bracha on the talis katan, they only made a bracha on the talis gadol. But now you're wearing a talis gadol in the afternoon, it's a totally different talis.
What about if I'm actually a tzibur by shachar, for example? I don't usually wear a talis. So, but that morning I made a bracha on talis katan, I should still make the bracha on the talis
gadol? When are you putting on the talis? If you start at psukkah de zimis, then you shouldn't be mafsik to make the bracha. That point, But if you know you're going to be the Shliach Tzibur, then Lachari, you should make the bracha before you put on the talis at the beginning of the tefillah. Yes?
Let's say he's not wearing a talis kafan. So do we assume he's no longer the Chavu Ba'alma? The guy's wearing the talis.
Who is not wearing a talis kafan?
The guy who puts on the Shliach Tzibur, he puts on the talis kafan. So since he's not wearing a talis kafan, do we assume it's not the Chavu Ba'alma? That's his key. That's
What's he putting on the talis kafan for? To get the aliyah?
Whatever.
No, but to get an aliyah, he's still putting it on the cover. He's not putting it on for the mitzvah. The harai, if he wouldn't get an aliyah, would he be running for a talis? No, he's only putting it on for kovet, so I don't think it's any different. There's no chiyuv to put on talis. If you wear a beged of dal kavos, then you have to. So we have an old minhag that we try to be mechayev ourselves in this mitzvah. But if you're not wearing a talis katan, you're not doing an avera. You're just mevatel a mitzvah. It's not a good thing. There is a minhag to put on the talis katan, but that shouldn't affect your making a bracha on the talis gadol. Yes.
Should one not say a bracha when he's davening for the amen and puts on a talis because it is an intercommunicative?
Should anyone not make a bracha?
I think you should have because you put on that.
So you're only putting it on the cover of the amen.
Yeah. As a shot.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. If you're wearing it for an extended period of time, so maybe... Many have a minhag not to make a bracha, I will admit. Even if they're a shliach tzibur, mincha by Shabbos, let's say, or a shliach tzibur in the morning, or shachris, they won't... Definitely, if you pick up in the middle of the davening, the minhag is not to make a bracha on the talis. Some feel that if they're going to be a shliach tzibur, they actually put on their own talis, and they make a bracha on the talis. Put on their own talis, they make a bracha on the talis, then they don't have a problem of the suffix bracha. They point out that the Shari Ephraim himself wasn't sure that this svara is really correct. So that is the minig, but there are those who will put on their own talis because they're concerned that maybe there might be a suffix bracha, so they put on their own talis, then they definitely can make a bracha. But if a person wants to make a bracha on the talis of the tzibur, I think there is room to say that as long as you're wearing it for an extended period of time and you have kavanas mitzvah, you have kavanas kinya, then you could make a bracha. Yes?
So if someone gets psicha, and he's also going to have to take the same Torah back, so it would be appropriate for him to make sure to take the talis off in between while Kriya Torah is happening, so it's not around for an extended period of time?
I think that's what most people do. They don't normally don't keep the talis on the whole time.
I'm saying you should be extra careful and take it off for a lot of reason.
I don't know. I think... Look, the simple solution to the problem is to have in mind not to be kona the talis. So if you have in mind not to be kona the talis, it doesn't become yours, then you're not really chayiv. Not really chayiv then. So if you have stam das, then what's the best thing to do? I don't know. It's a sofik brocha. It's a sofik brocha, so it's probably better not to. But the simplest solution is to take it off in the interim, and then there won't be a problem, because then you're really only putting it on for covet. Yeah. You see, the problem is that if you're a member in the shul, I'm not sure having a kavana not to be kona the talis helps, because if it's a talis shel shutim, you own part of that talis. That's the problem here. Problem is that if you're a member, if you're a guest in the shul, you come into shul, so they say you're a guest, could you daven for the omelet? So then you have to have kavana not to be kona, then you might solve the problem. But if you're a member in the shul, according to the Mordechai, that's a talis shel shutim. You own a chelik of the talis. So you can have in mind not to be kona from today till tomorrow. It's not going to help you.
And if one's parents are a member and they are not, what's the difference?
I think you're included within your parents. I think it's all the same, right? If your parents, you're considered a bialim because you have ownership with your parents. I think so. Yes.
Since I should the original comparison, though, as you should have a mitzvah that's for a mitzvah. If you're doing a mitzvah, as you do, you make a bracha for a mitzvah, and you're not making a cross on for tefillah.
Right. It's not a mitzvah to put it on for davening either. It's a mitzvah to wear the talis. We just happen to put on a talis for davening and we keep it on. We try to do a levisha to be mekayim a mitzvah. But that's exactly the point. If you put it on for kavah ba'alma, so maybe that's not chayiv in tzitzis. So that's the shaila here. If you're a member in the shul, it's not so simple. So you have to rely on the Shari Ephraim that you're putting it on only for kavod ba'alma. and then you don't make a bracha, but you have to make sure it's only covered by Alma. So it's true, you're saying the minig is not to make a bracha even if you're a shliach tzibur. It's because we assume it's only for covered by Alma. But if you want to make a bracha, there's no reason why you shouldn't be able to. Have in mind that you want to be out to the mitzvah, and it's not just for covered by Alma, and then you'll be able